Hey, welcome back to the, I think, third episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. At some point, I'm just going to stop saying the number that we're at, because yeah, we're just going to be up matter, there. Bro. Yeah, we're going to be up there.
Yeah.
So, I am your host, Ali W., with my co-host,
Jew Breeze.
Yes, sir. So, where do we start? We start on the latest episode of Attack on Titan?
Yeah, let's get into it. Oh, we've been slipping, bro.
Why?
I've been using everybody.
Everybody like, else's slogan?
When our thing is, we wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah, we wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that more often.
Yeah, bro. We gotta stay true to ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, for the zero listeners that we currently have.
We probably.
But when they hear this. Now. Yeah, no. When they hear this in a couple of years, they're gonna say, "Oh shit! Like this is the OG episodes."
Nice. So
if you're listening to this when it actually comes out, you're an OG listener.
Yes, sir.
And we appreciate you. We're gonna recap what happened in the latest episode of Attack on Titan. Then we'll give it our remarks, comments, and scores.
Yep.
So in the latest episode, I think it was. Mostly flashbacks, if not the whole thing. Yeah, it was mostly flashbacks. Towards the end, we seen a little bit of modern day Rainer and that kid Cult.
Yeah, Cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, this episode was just mainly Rainer thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
Flashback to the time he was at the island.
Yeah, and what he went through.
Yeah.
I think the episode starts off with how. He was a youngin', and his mom was telling him, "Hey, you know, you're half Marleyan, half Eldian, and if we weren't full Eldian, then your dad would have stayed. But he don't want to be with demons like us."
Right.
And
keep in mind, he's half right. He's half Eldian. And Marlene, right?
Yeah.
She's probably just full of Eldian.
Yeah, yeah. She's full. She, yeah.
And that goes to show, he's just a half-breed, but he's still deemed as an Eldian because he has some blood of the devils.
Yeah.
Of the demons.
I wonder at what point, because at a certain point, you know, your genes get lost.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have one bit of strand of DNA... and after a certain number of generations of breeding out, it gets lost. So it doesn't move on to the next generation. So I wonder at what point does an Eldian start becoming an Eldian? Basically their Titan blood or the DNA that triggers their Titan transformation, does that stop activating?
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever get that information, but...
Probably won't.
Yeah.
My question is, how long do royal blood last? Like Historia, she started popping out babies.
Yeah, or what's his name? Because Aaron is half royal. No, Aaron isn't. Oh, Zeke is half royal.
Zeke.
Yeah, yeah, Zeke is half royal, so he still has a bit of royal blood. And you can tell because he has that blonde hair that Historia does too. So makes me think like, does he have, like, can he lay a claim to the throne type stuff?
Yeah.
So, but, the episode begins with them talking about, your dad left us. And then then the flashback starts.
Yeah.
Like, what was all of this for? Was this so that way I can be accepted? Was all of...
And it's kind of sad, bro, because... It cuts to the scene where his mom, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I guess you're a demon, we demons. maybe one day, you know what I'm saying? You can bring honor to our family, right?
Yeah.
So all of that weight is just put on a little child like that.
Yeah.
And his main drive entering the academy or whatever, the army, not the army, but
the elite warriors.
Elite warriors.
Yeah.
was, you know what I'm saying, just for his family to be together. That's all he really wanted.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fucked up because once he became a warrior, you know what I'm saying, he chopped it up with his pops. And his dad was like, man, get the fuck out my shit. Yeah. They'd hang me if they knew.
Yeah. If you stay here, they're going to fuck up my life.
They're going to fuck up my family. Yeah. I got another family.
And he's like, if you think I'm going to stay for all that shit, I'm not going to stay. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to run as far as I can.
Exactly.
He was like, I don't want no part of you. Tell your bitch of a mom I don't fuck with her.
Yeah.
Why is she, did she put you up to this?
Right. Like,
tell that bitch I don't love
who
her.
Who sent you?
Yeah.
Did she do that?
Yeah,
because I left her.
Yeah, because
she's trying to get revenge.
Yeah, because I know
she want me dead.
Yeah, yeah, she wants. Is that what this is? Like he thought it was a conspiracy.
Yeah,
a little does he know like that. He like
just crushed Rainer whole fucking
world. Yeah, bro. His purpose for existing. He was like, oh, I'm doing everything so that way my dad can actually and his dad was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that was some fucked up shit. Like I felt that a little bit because like you know you, like as a kid like. I looked up to my dad, right? Right. And when my dad, well, like...
Don't look up to their dad.
Yeah.
You know God willing if your father's still in.
Yeah.
In the child's life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And my dad used to beat the fuck out of me, right? And, I had a little bit of flashbacks there, right? Mm. I'm like, yeah. Like, I'd do what he says if I was you before you catch a fade real quick. Like, he about to fuck you up because that's how my dad would react.
Right.
Like, the thing is, my dad, like, he doesn't calm down. If you stay, I'm not gonna make this a therapy session. But my dad,
violin,
yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Maz used to get his ass beat.
We got time tonight.
No, so my like the best thing to do when you're about to catch a fade is dip, right? Because he's not gonna calm down. Oh, he's just gonna give you that fade.
Yeah.
So if you stay, he's gonna fuck you up. So my bit of advice is. When whoever stays is getting the shit beaten out of them.
Yeah.
Logically, okay, I'm not going to stay. That's what I learned. I'm like, oh, all I had to do, because even if you listen to him, pick this up, you should have did this. You would have eventually hit me. But if I say, yes, I got you. I'm going to do exactly what you say and leave.
You say you live to fight another day.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, bro, our audience can't see your face, but you turning red, and I think you got some PTSD. Well, about how your pops used to beat your ass.
No, it's really hot in here. No, it's really hot in here. If I did turn red, yeah.
Oh, it's hot.
But, no, I in all honesty, like, I would think, like, I always say, like, nobody gets an ass beating out of nowhere. Mm. You somewhat deserve it on some level, right? I didn't deserve every ass beating that I got. You I deserved deserve half. Half. Yeah, I'll give half.
Okay.
Because the thing is, like, when I would do something bad, like, you remember I just said, like, you do something bad, my dad starts yelling, whatever, and then you leave. Whoever would walk into the room, the poor unfortunate bastard that would walk into the room, they would catch the fade.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when my dad starts yelling and I have to go get something, and he sees me, he's like, I would get that person, like my brother, I would get the beating that he was supposed to get. But just because I was within reach, he would, you know, give me whoop my ass a little bit.
Yeah,
bro, but honestly,
you need to become an author.
What do you mean, author? Like an autobiography?
No. Like make your story into an anime.
Oh,
how your dad used to beat your ass. And made you develop some type of hitting ability.
Yeah.
When you go up against your opponent.
Yeah.
We're not the same.
Yeah.
My dad used to beat my ass every day.
It didn't make me tougher because when I got in a fight with my brothers, that's what made me tougher. That was an opponent I could take.
Yeah, bro, like... In my situation, being the youngest brother, it always make you tougher, man.
Oh, you're youngest, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I am the youngest, also.
Yeah. And especially if you are the youngest brother, right, and you have older brother siblings. It's like, man, you just cannot be soft.
No, yeah, you can't be a pussy in front of them, bro.
Yeah, they'll get you there.
Yeah. I remember I used to watch animes, right? You know, animes get a little bit of sentimental.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be like, man, fuck all this emotional shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. What is this shit? I'm here for the fights, right?
Right.
But I used to.
You like that.
No, I go back later and watch it back. Like, damn, I missed that. That was some good ass shit. Exactly. Like, that was story building. That was character building. I missed all that good shit.
But you couldn't show it.
Yeah, I couldn't show it because my brother's right there. I'm like, I can't look like a pussy in front of him. Fuck that. Man. So I had to. But I mean, I'm assuming that you didn't watch anime in front of your siblings.
Well, since me and my brother was close in age, we watched it together. But our oldest brother,
he didn't. Really. Yeah. Does he look at it like this is cartoons? Because a lot of people look at it like,
yeah, he missed a,
like it's not an anime, because we know difference in anime, right? Like anime and cartoon, there's a big difference, right? Like the closest thing to an anime that America got was Avatar: The Last Airbender. Otherwise, every other cartoon was a cartoon. Like it was episodic. It was just that episode and what they did. And like then no episode picked up from what happened previously. Like SpongeBob, every episode was different. But in animes,
I got you. Every other than, you know, the Cartoon Network, Dragon Ball Z, all that.
But that was animated. Dragon Ball Z was taken in Japan. Yu-Gi-Oh, Japan. Pokemon, Japan.
Oh yeah, I guess I got kind of confused when you said the only America.
The Avatar Last Airbender
is American.
Is fully American.
Oh, okay.
They were heavily inspired by anime and by Chinese and Japanese influences, yeah. But they're like Martin DiMartino or something like that. And like those guys, they're American. So,
gotcha.
But that's the closest thing that America's got to an anime.
Yeah.
It was a good ass show. You watched it, right?
Yeah. I just recently. Yeah. Watched it.
It was on Netflix. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Did you watch The Legend of Korra?
No, I have to check it out though.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't recommend it. There was some good episodes in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's this one. Like, there's these two episodes in season three. That's really good.
Yeah. I got the time.
No. Two episodes in season two. Did I say season three or season two?
Season two.
Yeah. There's two episodes. There was the Avatar origin story. So, like, even the animation is different. Like, you'll be watching and be like, what the heck? Like, what has this got to do with anything? And then at the very end, they connect it. But it's really good. I would watch it.
I mean, but they stay true to the original story.
Oh, bro, it's the best two episodes of any Avatar.
Straight up?
Yeah, it's really good. I would just watch that by itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. If it's on Netflix, I would still recommend that you watch it.
Ali is recommending... Avatar.
Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Legend of Korra. There's two episodes in the middle of season two. That's the only thing I would recommend. Otherwise, Legend of Korra isn't that good.
Well, I got faith in you having led me wrong so
yeah.
far.
No, it's good. I've never led you wrong.
Recommendations.
I've never led you.
I say in regards to anime recommendations. Yeah.
When have I ever led
That's
you on?
That's a different story.
Let's
get into it.
What have I given?
So back to Attack on Titan.
No. What have I given you that was bad? There's nothing I gave you that was ever bad.
I legit can't
think of anything. Yeah, because everything that I recommend to you, I'm like, he would like it. Like, there's a bunch of shows that I watch. I just don't recommend any of them because I'm like, he wouldn't like this.
True.
Like, the story either doesn't move or, like, they're talking about stuff that you wouldn't like.
I just said in regards to anime.
Yeah.
And you bring up an example saying you recommended an anime.
Yeah.
I already said you give good anime advice.
Bro. Yeah, but I want to say I give good show advice, too. Like, Game of Thrones. I recommended that. That was really good. You liked it.
And it was a shit show at the end.
Well, it was
good. Last season was terrible.
Okay, the last season was terrible.
I gave you a B.
But when you originally watched it,
yeah, oh my god,
it was great.
I binge watched it, bro.
You weren't gonna finish watching it. I remember I had to beg you to finish watching it at one point because so much bad shit was happening.
Man,
okay, spoiler alert. If you have not watched Game of Thrones, stop listening. Or if you don't care what happens, you can continue listening.
But I will warn you, the last season sucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think everybody said that. Okay. Like, everybody said that. Okay. But, you were like, Ned Stark dies.
You're spoiling.
I just said spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Ned Stark dies.
I don't want to talk Game of Thrones.
Robb Stark dies, and then Jon Snow dies.
And I was done, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, just keep watching. You were like, no, I'm done. Bro, this show cannot do this to me. Point. You were like, I like him. Who's left? Who's left? Who's left that could actually take on the... Well, why am I watching this show?
Exactly.
Bro. For Tyrion Lannister? He probably going to die too.
He probably was going to get yeah. knocked off too.
Like, what's left? And I was like, listen, man, you just got to give it 2 more episodes. Lo and behold, that was the end of season 5 when he got stabbed.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of episode 1 and the beginning of episode 2.
Wait, backtrack.
Yeah.
You went a whole fucking year thinking Jon Snow was dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I wouldn't have picked it back up, bro.
Yeah, you would have. Yeah. So, by that time, season 6 had come out that he watched it. But I waited to see... Like, that was a big thing. Like, it's Jon Snow.
I got in probably, right, the season right before the finale, right? That's when I binge-watched everything?
Yeah. No. So, season 7 was coming out.
Right. I had to wait on season.
You had to wait on the last season. Yeah. Okay. And I remember you kept on complaining. I was about to say bitching. But you kept on complaining. But, I mean, you were like, bro. You
privileged bitch.
Yeah. I was like, I had to.
Several years for the story.
I started watching it season 1, episode 6. So, for every season, I had to wait. And all you had to wait was 1 year and like 5 months.
Yeah.
Because there was an extra long break between 7 and 8.
Yeah, true.
Because it was the last season. But it was really good. And I was like, just watch it. And he came back to life. And you were like, oh, shit, you know, it's not so bad after all. I was like, see, the one character that you like and was about to give up on, I was like, you should have just kept on watching it.
I mean, but the author did so, like, Jon Snow character, man. I mean, he did him pretty well, bro.
Yeah, he did.
That was my boy. I knew that was going to be my boy early on in the season.
In the series?
In the series, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how he just took off.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
No, yeah. It was because you can see his, like he went from, like, zero to hero. Like, he went from nothing to something, you know, exactly. Like.
He wasn't supposed to be there.
But, in fact, if you think about it, he was meant to be the hero the whole entire time.
That's why I said he just was just brilliant how they
developed
that guy.
Yeah, and then they fucked it all up. Yeah. That's what happens, man. You never meet your heroes.
And, bro, I was getting ready to say that when we were speaking about Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
And the father.
Oh, yeah. And never meet your heroes.
You should never meet your hero.
Yeah.
I know Rhaenyra was just so crushed.
He was so crushed. He was heartbroken. And the thing is, like, you can only sympathize with him, bro. You can only say, like, fuck, man. Like, and then, like, what's the dude's name? Marco? Marco was like.
Marcel
was like, bro, like, my brother is better than you. But I only made him look bad to protect him because I didn't want him dying on this shit.
Yeah.
It was like, we're going to a foreign land with these titans and these demons.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, they turned out to be all right. But, like, we're going on this dangerous mission. And let's say it all goes well. He only got 13 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely make him look bad. I want him to survive. Because he was like, I'm sorry. He was like, why did he apologize? Like, he kept on replaying that in his head. And he was like, you know what? I'm not going to fail. Fuck that. Yeah. Like, I'm not a bitch.
One thing I do like about Rhaenyra's character is when life throw you lemons, bro, you make lemonade. Because anybody else would have folded. Like,
shit,
I want to become a warrior so my family can be together.
Yeah, because
I find out you know what I'm saying?
The one purpose. Not only he got hit with 2 things. Like, the only reason that he ever was him knowing his dad and his dad being proud of him and them having a good family. Right? Yeah, like a real family. And, like, to not be treated like shit just because he's Eldian.
Yeah.
And then he was treated like shit because he's Eldian by this figure who he looked up to, his father, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at that, you're like, damn, that crushed me. Like, what was and then next thing, the very next scene is his mom at the port saying, oh, you got to come back. Oh, we wish you, I wish you a safe voyage until you come back, right? Like, don't let me down.
Yep.
Turns out that he wasn't supposed to even
become a warrior.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So like not only like was his dad fucked up to him, but his he wasn't even supposed to be the armored titan.
Exactly. Even he fell short. Like, you know what I'm saying? His dad still crushed him.
Yeah.
And then he had to live with, damn, I still wasn't really good enough.
Yeah.
You know, because I wasn't even supposed to be here. Yeah. I wasn't really supposed to be an armored titan, but it is what it is.
So now he's stuck on a mission that he wasn't supposed to be on. And that he can't even find a purpose for it. So let's say his dad had said, you know what, son, I'm proud of you, this and that. The shock of saying I wasn't supposed to be a titan wouldn't be as bad.
Right.
Or let's say, you know what, fine. My dad didn't accept me. But, you know, at least these guys selected me because I earned this position.
Exactly.
But then you get
down crumbling, right?
Yeah, and then that came down crumbling. And then you get Annie saying, you know what, we're going back.
Right.
It was like, bitch, they're going to kill us.
When we go, no. She was like, we going back and motherfucker, they going to kill you.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, motherfucker, they going to kill all of us.
Yeah. You think they're going to leave me? What the fuck? They don't like you. Exactly. They don't like me. And we lost a jaw titan. Yeah. You must be out your motherfucking mind thinking that they're going to leave all of us.
And I like how that played out too, because when Marcel got eaten up by the Titan, you know, the author could have easily wrote that they defended him and got him back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It showed them that they were really kids, bro.
No, they
and
really
in the
were.
First sign of danger, they booked it.
Yeah, you could see.
Like a human, like, hey, that human instinct coming. I need to survive.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They jotted.
Thinking is not even in play.
Yeah. Because they could have 3v1 versus, like, they could have waited it. They could have did something about it, but they didn't because they were like, bro, we're, 13 years old? Like,
yeah,
they don't know shit about us.
They could have easily killed the Titan and just got Marcel out of the belly type deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would have just
he would have maintained himself. Yeah, he would have maintained that his abilities, but they didn't have any of that. And you know, I don't know. I was going to say that when he went and he jetted, right?
Yeah.
So Bertold and Annie was like, hey.
It was nighttime, and it seemed like they stopped running. It was daylight.
It was the next morning. Yeah, he was running. Yeah, he was running. He was hauling ass trying to get the fuck out of there. Yeah, he was. It was like, because the thing is, bro, like, you have to think about it. Like, they said, like, we didn't know that Titans could be this far out the wall.
Gotcha.
So they were like, that one just snuck up on us. Mm-hmm. There could be others.
It could be others, yeah.
And they could fuck us all up. Yeah. So it was the fact that, but Annie kicked him and he was like, oh shit, what the fuck was that? And he thought a Titan was about to attack him.
Yeah, bro.
He turned into a pussy monk.
Pussy bitch monk.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he looked like a straight hoe. Like,
yeah. He was a bitch for real. I felt bad for him. I'm like, oh bro, this isn't looking too good.
Yeah.
And that's when it kicked in. He was like, fuck that. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck about Marcel. I don't give a fuck about you, Annie, Bertold. Like, they're not gonna send me back in a box.
Yeah, like I don't give a fuck. Rainer is dead.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I'm Marcel. I'm Marcel. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I do not give a fuck. We are gonna get out of this successfully. I don't give a shit. And he was like, you better get your shit together because if we go, I think he forced their card.
Yeah.
Cause he was like Bertold transformed. Yeah, no, it was
still they could have all three lost their Titan abilities if they were to return.
Yeah, yeah.
Off that failure,
they would have killed him.
Yeah, they would.
They would have been dead. So
I don't see why they would have just singled.
Yeah,
Rainer out and just let them live.
The information, and then fast forward a bit, he was like, the information that they got from like being inside the walls. She was like, hey, we can just go back off this shit. He was like, bitch, we've been here for five years. They're expecting much more than fucking data. What is data going to do? That's not going to protect you. That's not going to protect me. We shit out of luck.
Exactly.
So he was like, we're going to fucking dedicate to this. If we come back a failure, we're going to die here. We're not going to die back in Marley.
Yeah. They went all in, and especially Rainer. He put all his chips in. It was like, it's do or die.
Yeah.
Like, failure is not an option.
Yeah. No, yeah, Rayner was like, because the thing is, you could tell he was pulling the other ones. He apologized to him on some level. He was like, hey, guys, I'm sorry. Like, you know, like, it wasn't nothing personal or anything like that.
Yeah.
But at some point.
And then, had thrown up. So it, what kind of like blew my mind back, right? How like comfortable he got with him. Because you know how Annie was like, her whole character was pretty much like standoffish and just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She really ain't fuck with everybody like that.
No, yeah, she was kind of cold.
Yeah, but everybody fuck with Rayner. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it was like he was like a double agent. And you peeked how Annie was like, so you want to take out Maria, right?
Yeah.
But that's going to bring death to your peoples.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So it was like he was, you know, he was split.
He was conflicted.
He was conflicted because he had a bond with the so-called devils.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, like I remember there was a conversation that he had with Aaron. He was like, the drill instructor was like, why are you joining this recruiting corps or the scouting corps?
Yeah.
Right? He was like, I'm here to kill all the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
He was not lying. They were there for, everybody else was there to protect the people of that island. But he was there to kill all the Titans. And he was the only one that knew that everyone was there. Everyone there was a Titan too. He was like, I'm here to kill all of you. But slowly you could see that him building a relationship with Aaron kind of affected him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if he knew that Aaron was, did he know that Aaron was Grisha Yeager's?
No, they, during that time, they didn't know that Aaron was even a Titan.
Yeah, so
it came out that.
He was just off the cuff, that's how you know, like, it was a little bit of destiny. Like, that they are a little bit of fate, mm-hmm. that they were supposed to actually, like, be friends with each other.
Yeah, that's cool because you remember he asked Rayner, why are you here? He said to save humanity, right?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? He's still lying.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah.
He was lying. But they asked that question to Aaron, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm here to kill Titans. Fuck yeah. I'm trying to kill Titan.
Yeah, and not knowing that everyone... See, that's a wild shit, bro. Like, that's like, I remember last week when I said the real villain was the king who wiped everyone's minds and, like, convinced everyone that the Titans outside the walls
mm-hmm.
are evil. And, you know, they're here to kill you. And that only the only humans left in the entire world are within these walls. Turns out that they were all Titans. Like, imagine that, bro. Imagine, like, the mind fuck that you would go through.
But they're not all Titans. They have the ability to become...
No, yeah, yeah. They're all Eldians, though.
Right.
Like, they all have the ability to turn into Titans. But and to the outside world, they're not human.
But maybe he brainwashed them just to move on, turn the page from all the trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
And just...
That's the craziest part. That's kind
of fucked up mentally knowing that, damn, I could turn into a Titan. Like, we all is segregated from the world.
Yeah. Because
we can turn into a Titan. If I was a king, if I had the ability to not have my population, the people that I'm governing, to be burdened with that mindset of...
I can turn into a Titan at any given time.
Yeah, I would erase that too. Like, think about Men in Black.
No. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do it. Why would I... Bro,
if you can give someone a pathway to live a normal life and be protected...
Yeah.
Because keep in mind, they still had a normal life. They just isolated in one area. But picture them being isolated in one area and knowing that, oh, the only reason why we in this one area because the whole world hate us because we have the ability to become a devilish, like, figure, a Titan.
Yeah.
So you get what I'm trying to say?
No, I get what you're trying to say.
So you think he a villain. I think he kind of protected
You him. Think he did what he had to do.
He did what he had to do. He had to play his cards.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah, and he made the best decision that he could.
Exactly.
The way I see it is that there was better decisions, but he chose the safest one.
Okay, so if you was in his shoes, what will,
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would go back to Marley and make them all my batch.
So you would risk...
And I wouldn't...
You would risk more lives being killed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would... what I would do is I would protect the lives of my... First of all, I would not make the people of Marley my bitch. I would erase the government of Marley. Because the government of Marley is the evil one. They're the ones who are drilling into the minds of everyone that Titans are bad and this and that, where they're just... They're different. They're a little different. That's it. So what I would do is I'd get rid of that government and I would say, okay, you know, we are the only people in the world. Not, I'm the only government in the world and I am the only king. And Marleyans and humans and Titans can live side by side without having to be treated like shit.
Maybe the king did not want to shed all that blood, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the best thing to do is to isolate our people.
But the thing is, some of those people were still left in Marley.
Because it was a choice.
It was a choice that they were given, and they chose to stay.
Think about it. They did not want to leave their land, so yeah. They'd rather stay here. And that's all they're fighting for, the Eldians.
But they were stripped of all land.
They just want to be us. Who was stripped of all land?
Eldians. If they did stay for their land, they were stripped of it. They were taken.
No, they were stripped. They're still there. It's just they were stripped of their human rights.
They were stripped. Okay, that's even greater.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But
yeah,
they still had hope. Right. And I think that was the name of the title. Right.
Of the episode?
Something I'm not quite sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. But they still had hope that they.
You want me to look it up?
Go ahead. They still had hope that they will become. Just a normal citizen of Marley, right?
Yeah.
And the people that rode with the king, I'm assuming they like, yeah, fuck them. I can never be, you know what I'm saying? It'll never be no compromise. We can never live in peace together. So I'm going to the islands.
Yeah.
So that's what I think happened, bro.
I can see why This new episode doesn't have a title, apparently. So the first episode was The Other Side of the Sea. The second episode was Midnight Train. This one didn't have a title. So
yeah, I think I seen it when it first popped up.
I couldn't find a title on Google.
Yeah.
It's probably there. It is probably hope. I would the thing is, you may be right with terms of the history, but at that point, like knowing what I know, knowing how history turned out,
uh-huh.
I would rather say, forget all that. I'm going back to Marley. I'm going to remove the government that's treating my people across the sea like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make this world a better place.
Yeah.
By getting rid of the same people who are treating, and clearly they're taking over other countries. They're abusing the power of the Titan.
And that's the whole... I think that's the whole thing the author trying to convey, bro. Like,
is bloodshed worth options, it? Yeah.
It's still going to be bloodshed.
No matter what. Right? I would take the... okay, so...
Because I don't mean to cut you off, sorry. No. I just don't want to lose my train of thought.
You're good, yeah.
You peep that, you know, the last season, right?
Mm.
When they discovered... the life beyond the walls. And like, I wish that we can just be live in peace, right?
Yeah.
But they know that the world is coming to try to kill them. They can never live in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's always an option where they gotta shed some blood.
Yeah. The thing is, like at what point, like, do you, okay, there's going to be bloodshed, right?
Yep.
Regardless. Even if he had stayed and Marley hadn't come back to claim victory or claim those Titans, right? Those Titans roaming around outside of the wall, they would be picking people off slowly but surely, right? Like there would still be bloodshed. So it's not completely no bloodshed. They're still, but very minimal. Now, what I suggest is ripping off the Band-Aid quickly, right? It's going to hurt a lot, but in the long run, it's going to be better, right? So what you're going to do is you make a quick, decisive battle. You become the victor or you become the loser, But the decision is won so quickly that not much blood is shed. Not much people die. So like a 4-year war is going to be bad no matter what. People are going to die. But if you make it 20 days, the victory either way is going to come fast. Not many people can die in 20 days.
But that's what I'm still not understanding, bro. Like, if it was Marley people against Eldians, all nine Titans should be in, they should be in the island, right?
Yeah, there was something.
How did Marley possess the power of the Titans?
Something happened historically where it was where the Tiber family has won. The founding Titan is somewhere beyond the sea, and then the Marlians have the rest. Like,
yeah, that's the whole thing. Marlians, they can't turn into Titans.
Yeah, but they control them, which is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. How do they possess the power in this situation?
Apparently, I don't know. Apparently, like, there was the war that happened a long time ago where, you know, they fought the descendants of Ymir, and Ymir was the original founding Titan, right? So, that war happened, and after that, they somehow edged a victory, and when they claimed the victory for their own, they claimed a lot of the Titans for themselves, of the nine Titans. What's his name? The king who is a direct descendant of Ymir was like, yeah, let's get out of here. Everybody get on a ship. If you're not getting on it, that's what I understand. If you're not on the ship by the time we're gone, then you're fucked.
Got you. And okay. And then I'm assuming the race, the Eldians left behind. You know what I'm saying? Generation to generation, they don't feel like they belong with the people the Demon Island, right?
Yeah.
And so they, I guess, devoted themselves to the people of Marley.
Yeah.
So that's why they probably still, you know, have control over the Titans. Because I was thinking, like, whatever happened, you know, centuries ago, we the people that can transform into the Titan, so let's just leave. But that wasn't the case, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, there was supposed to be that Titan restorationist movement, right? Where, like, they were, they lost. But, there's a movement that said, we are Titans. We are proud of our heritage. We shouldn't leave. Or even if we do, we should be, like, if we stay, we should own our rights. And that's the whole thing that Grisha tried to establish. But his son betrayed him, stabbed him in the back.
Gotcha.
Zeke.
And bro, Marcel that died, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was eaten by Ymir.
Right. No.
Okay. He was. That girl's name was Ymir.
Oh, okay. So my question is, I'm missing something.
She was an Eldian in Marley also.
She was an Eldian in Marley?
Yeah. And she had gotten shipped back. And so I don't know if you remember her story.
Vaguely.
So her story was that there was a cult that grabbed her and said, we don't care what your name is. Your name is now Ymir. We're going to worship you. We're going to treat you really well. You're going to be our goddess, this and that, right? Turns out that they had the Marlian authorities had found her and busted them. And they had sent her, they killed everyone, and they sent her to the island of Paradise, right? Mm-hmm. So she was walking as a Titan for dozens of years, and she had fallen. And she had been uncovered, if you stay in one's place, like, the soil is going to cover you.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, and that's the craziest of coincidences, that the next time that people from Marley, who are Eldian, come by, it is those four kids. And she eats Marcel, which is a really big twist by itself. And she inherited, what's his name?
The Jaw Titan, right?
The Jaw Titan. And also, when she inherited the Jaw Titan.
Oh, she wasn't a part of the Nine Titan. She became a Jaw Titan.
She became a Jaw Titan.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. And then she would, like, so she knew what was up. She knew about Marley.
Gotcha.
She knew about the Eldians and how they were treated. And okay, she remembered everything. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm assuming when she went back, when she went back with Rainer.
Yeah.
And Annie.
Yeah. Bertolt. Rainer. No. Rainer and Bertolt. Annie got caught.
Yeah, Annie got caught, right?
Yeah.
Bertolt died, right?
Well, originally, like when they went back.
Oh, yeah, the original time they went back.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming her time was up and she was eaten by somebody. The guy that has the cart. I'm sorry, the Jaw Titan now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because she's not in the story now.
No. Yeah, she. I think she went back with him and she was like, yeah, you can like just keep Historia safe.
Ah, so it's implied that he that devours her.
Yeah, yeah. That she's no longer. She's no longer in the. Ymir, that girl that ate Marcel, she's no longer in the picture. She's dead.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Bro,
that was the only thing that from this episode, I'm like, oh, okay. So how did they get the Jaw Titan back? And I know now.
Yeah, she basically she admitted herself. Titan. Yeah. She and ate when, the. And then she was like, hey, you guys can take me. Even though she never really fully gained the Jaw Titan abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as, like so Eren has the Attack Titan and he has the Founding Titan. But he only can really activate the Attack one.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think you can. I think unless you train or something, like you really can't fully gain those abilities.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I think the Beast Titan, you remember how in the episode they said that he has a special ability? I think his special ability is to control Titans.
Yeah, they said something in his blood or...
Yeah.
That he have a power within his blood.
Yeah, because he's part royal and something to do with the Beast Titan too, he can actually control other Titans to a certain extent. Not like the Founding Titan, but he can do it to a certain extent.
But they haven't disclosed what he can do with his blood, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, what he does with it, like, they haven't, but that's just me thinking out loud. Like, what he does with his blood is, or with his abilities, like, he can control, because the thing is, like, I'm remembering the very first episode, he yelled,
mm-hmm.
and at those bodies that they were dropping from the plane, and those bodies turn into Titans midair.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that was some of his ability. Like, they sneak peeked it. You know, like, he can yell and turn people at will.
Gotcha.
But not like the Founding Titan.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He can turn people.
Yeah, he can activate that. Yeah. But I don't think he, it's like
I think he already did it. Because you remember how.
In season, yeah, I think.
How Connie, mom. And all the people that
he activated them.
Yeah, he had to activate them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I was because or he could have just injected them all one by one, or he could have yelled and did that.
Okay,
it could go either way. But I'm thinking because of the first episode of the last season, he actually activated them by yelling.
And based off of when the humans was falling out of the airplane.
Yeah, yeah.
Showed that power of him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I came up with. So,
absolutely. Yeah. That's what makes it so cool, bro. Because you know we don't know everything yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm loving this season.
Yeah, and then the last episode, the last part of that episode, you see Eren, not Eren. You see Colt and Rainer. Rainer's about to blow his brains out.
Oh, yeah.
With a gun in his mouth. And then Colt is on the other side of it. And Colt is like, man, I can't cut this shit. Like, they won't take me. They're going to take that other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to somebody that has his leg cut off.
Oh.
And to me, I don't know. We're going to find out next episode. That looked a lot like Eren.
True.
And I have no
while
idea.
While we was watching it, I'm like, And how he was, like, his whole demeanor, how he
was
talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, you can tell, like, 5 years have rolled by, so he's not going to look the same anyways.
Yeah.
So he's been, like, he infiltrated them on the inside trying to grab, like, some information. And I think he's going to get the, no pun intended, the leg up on him because dude was missing a leg.
Yeah, like, I think if they really wanted to surprise, like, just anime-only, you know, viewers.
Yeah.
I think just how he was talking and just how his eyes looked at the end.
Yeah.
Like, they always focus in on Aaron. You know how Aaron gets to rambling?
Yeah.
And he looked so, like, deadly, and they focus in on his eyes.
Yeah,
that man did the same thing.
That man did the same exact green eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had, like black hair like Aaron does.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to be a big spoiler for people.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It would blow my mind if it was, but I think it was. Yeah, I think that was Aaron, and I think now we give it our scores, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think we covered everything within the episode.
Yeah. I would give it an 8.
7.5. I like the whole backstory and the introduction of how the Warriors became the Titan.
Yeah.
And how they, you know, focus on the abilities and
just
the different perspective on how, you know what I'm saying? It cut to Aaron like, yeah, I wish something interesting would happen.
Yeah.
Not knowing that, hey, shit, this is about to be a fucking bad day for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they were still kids too.
When that same shit happened to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, I just like how the two perspectives is intertwining together, right? Yeah.
And it's kind of like history repeats itself too. Like there's a big element of that, of history repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get a good piece of that. I don't know. I would give it an 8.
Yeah.
Just because it's like it's story building. Like you can tell like this episode was just clearly meant to give everyone a backstory.
Absolutely.
But even with that, like you kind of appreciate it a lot. So I'd give it an 8.
Yeah. I'm going to go 7.5. I miss everybody else. So until I start seeing everybody else.
He's going to go up. Like he's going to start saying 9.5s and 10s to everyone.
Because it kind of feel like a different anime. I'm sorry, a different.
It kind of does. It kind of does. Like it's not the same. Like for 3 seasons, all you ever seen was Aaron, Mikasa, mm-hmm. you know, Connie, Levi. Like you've seen Sasha. Sasha,
and it's like they introducing you to brand new characters.
In the last season, you're like, okay, well, this is cool, but like I'm kind of emotionally attached to these guys now. But
I miss my people.
I want to see them. Yeah. Like, oh, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
Even though for me it's been a couple months, you know, because I rewatched it recently.
Exactly.
I think that's our assessment of the latest episode.
It wasn't a lot going on, but it was fairly good.
Yeah.
But I mean, what I know we were discussing Attack on Titan, but man, we got to talk about Mandalorian, bro. It's just,
That
blew my wig off, bro.
Yeah. I think it's no secret. I'm like of the two of us that I'm the bigger
Star Wars fan. Absolutely. I give it to you.
Yeah.
You read more books.
Yeah. I watch the movies more. I read the comics.
You actually like the last 3 movies. I don't fucking like them at all.
I like.
And you also watch all of the Clone Wars.
I watch the Clone Wars. I watch Rebels. I watch what else? Anything that's Star Wars related.
Yeah. The guide you sent me the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
To watch all the episodes of the Clone Wars. To watch particular ones.
Yeah.
I got like through five of them so far.
Yeah. Did you like them?
Yeah, I really like it. So.
Did you watch the ones where of the Force Planet?
Not yet. I don't think I got there.
Yeah.
The episodes I watched was the... They focus in on the stormtroopers.
Yeah, and then
General Grievous. Mm-hmm. They did a couple episodes with him.
Yeah, I actually really, really like General Grievous.
Yeah, bro, he's kind of OP.
Yeah, he really
because is. Because he can just, you know what I'm saying? He can take away your defense, right?
Yeah,
with all his lightsaber abilities.
Yeah, Count Dooku taught him a lot about lightsaber forms.
Gotcha. And
lightsaber combat. There, I don't know if you know this. There's six different kinds of lightsaber
techniques.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's actually really cool. Like once you get into it, like of all the forms and which Jedi use which forms and what's the advantage.
How did you discover all the techniques? Is it in a book or?
Yeah, it's in a book, and you can like read up on them.
Oh, okay.
It's in a book. So the latest episode of Mandalorian, aka Mando, aka Mando? Din Djarin. You know that was his name, right?
Din no.
Djarin. Yeah. So Din Djarin is we're not gonna go through all of what happened in the previous two seasons, but in the last episode, it kind of made it so much better.
What, this episode?
The series, yeah. It made the series better. Yeah, yeah. It made the series. Because, like, I was really liking season two, but it made season two so much better.
Just the introduction of Jedi's period just
made
it pop, bro.
Yeah. Because, like, I liked Ahsoka Tano, but it wasn't the same. Like, yeah, like Luke.
It gave you a little. It's like, I just put the tip in.
Yeah.
This episode. Balls deep.
Yeah, exactly. You know like,
and
like
we got fucking Luke Skywalker, raw.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Luke, yeah, exactly. Like Luke like, Skywalker. Damn. Last time we seen him, he was just like, a little young pup, right? But now he's like a full blown like Jedi, and he was. And
last time I seen Luke Skywalker is him being an old, crazy, deranged man that they killed off.
Yeah. Chronologically,
and fuck it. Like, okay. How do you fuck up somebody? How do you fuck up Uncle Luke character like that?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So I really appreciate how they, because the last time we chronologically seen him, how about that?
No, the last time I seen him, bruh.
Yeah, I don't think.
I'm going off of that emotion.
Okay, yeah.
So it was really rewarding for me because.
You know that's where he ends up.
No. Bro, they should scratch that. You know how they scratch Dragon Ball GT, bro?
Yeah. We should do that.
Most definitely should scratch the last three.
Fuck Rian Johnson. Rian Johnson was the director of the middle of those of the sequels. So The Last Jedi, he was the director of that one. He was the one who fucked that up. And I will always hate that man. He should have never.
Bro, like, they had so much potential. Like, I hate all three of them.
Yeah.
But at least the first.
You like the first one, right?
The first one, they had potential to make it good.
Yeah.
Because they had so many, like, not plot holes, but they had so many paths to...
To explore.
Yeah. So it was like, oh, okay, I see the potential. They can make this story great.
Great, yeah.
But they completely flopped on the next two episodes.
You know,
it was just so devastating. So disappointing.
You know what's crazy? I also am a firm believer that you should have the same if... So... Regardless, if it sucks or not, you should have the same writer, same director, and same executive producer for all three movies if you're going to make three movies.
Oh, so what they did was
they switched it up. Changes. Yeah. So first one was J.J. Abrams, who wrote and directed
Batman,
the first
right?
one.
He do Batman?
Or he did Superman? Star Trek. Yeah. Oh, so, and then Rian Johnson came and wrote and directed the second one.
Oh, okay.
And then they were, after a lot of fans... negative feedback, they were like, okay, you know what, fuck this, we're gonna go back to J.J. Abrams. So they brought J.J. Abrams in to write and direct the last one.
So he was like, fuck, how the hell I'm gonna come back, you know what I'm saying?
It was a bad situation, but honestly, the way he did it, and I don't know if you noticed this, the last movie, The Return of Skywalker, I think that was the title of it, it was it was two different movies in one. It was two different movies in one.
It felt weird. I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to add this point. It felt weird because it was like everybody was doing their own thing. It was just
In the last episode. Yeah. I'll get to that. So in the middle, what they did is they basically made that The Last Jedi, they took that story out.
The Last Jedi?
Yeah. So that when there's a way you write movies as if it never happened.
Okay.
So you can actually take out the middle one, The Last Jedi, and look at the first one and the third one, and you would, if you miss that second one, mm-hmm. you would be fine.
Ah, I see.
So they didn't want it to exist. What they tried their best to write out whatever shit happened, whatever plot expositions. That's why in the last episode they talk about the Knights of Ren. Mm-hmm. In the second episode they didn't talk about the Knights of Ren. In the first that they did, right? So they're trying to close whatever plot holes happen, right?
Okay.
They're trying to. And it was two separate movies. It was the first part of the movie was, okay, how do we go around the galaxy and collecting all these different things in order to get us to this dark planet, right? Okay. Where we can shut down the Sith, right? Mm-hmm. And the second part of that movie was them actually shutting down the Sith and them Kylo Ren destroying Kylo Ren returning to Ben Solo, redeeming himself, and speaking with what's his name? Speaking with Chancellor Palpatine, right? Yeah. So it was two different movies in one, and they just connected it, and it was that by itself. That's why, like, if you look at it, I recommend rewatching it. You'll notice that.
Oh, me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never rewatching that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I would have thought so. Yeah,
I watched it, bro. But I don't mean to like piss on your story. What's the saying? Shit on your parade or
yeah, yeah. Shit on my cereal.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what.
But yeah, I kind of feel where you're coming from. How you know the author had challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
How to turn the writer show around.
Yeah,
yeah. The writer director had challenges on how to turn the shit show around, but. You know what I'm saying?
That's not it for you.
It's too much shit out here I can be doing.
Yeah.
I can't devote my time watching that shit again.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But you liked Mando. Huh? You liked Mando.
Yeah, Mandalorian was like.
Yeah. So that, but you know what's crazy is like for a lot of season one, I wasn't a big fan.
Oh, straight up?
Yeah, because it was missions. Okay, go here, do this, right? So, like, you're mm-hmm. You're a bounty hunter, and, like, you're basically hired muscle for a lot of things, right? Like, we need you to free this prisoner. We need you to escort this guy. We need you to free this, right? So,
yeah, like, it's. I think I like Mandalorian so much because my expectation of it was just so low.
Yeah,
it's just I was in it just for the Star Wars experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I didn't even think the story was even going to be like, you know what I'm saying, that good.
Yeah. And it turned out to be all right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, it actually turned out to be really good. Yeah. I would say that the story is, I don't know. To me, the story really picked up after the third episode of this newest season.
Yes.
Because the first episode was them defeating the sandworm in the desert, mm-hmm. right?
Action.
Yeah. And then the very end, they showed Boba Fett, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, you see him escorting the woman to her husband.
And her, the frog lady?
Yeah, yeah.
Get
her ex. Yeah. So that was the second episode. I liked it a little bit. It wasn't the best, but I liked it.
Yeah, surprisingly, bro, I read that a lot of people did not like that episode.
Yeah, did you like
portrayed,
it? Yeah. How he was eating the eggs, yeah. But the thing is, it's all fictional, bro. Like, what are you getting mad at?
Exactly.
And then at the end of the day, we eat eggs,
yeah,
every day. Do you spill tears over them, like? Like, do you think about that? No, you just go on about your day. Why? Because he's eating them and he's... No, I understand. At the end of the day, all animals have to take energy from somewhere else. Unless you're a plant.
And it was a snack, bro. Like, who... He's a kid that likes snacks.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a kid. That's the thing. Like, although he's 50 years old, he's a kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Compared to a species that lives for about 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's a kiddo. He don't know shit.
Like, he'd be equivalent to what? Five?
So, if you look at it, human life expectancy in the United States is 75 years, right?
Simple math. Do your thing.
Yeah, so...
You live 50 years. His life expectancy is, what, 1,000?
Yeah, 50. A 50 of 1,000 is...
Well, he's not even 10% of...
Yeah, he's 5%. 5%. So what's 5% of 72? So he's 3.5 years old.
Yeah, he's still an infant.
Yeah, he doesn't know shit, yeah. So he's just a little kid. And you're going to be sit there and be mad and be like, oh, fuck this kid, man. How is he going to... Like, no, he's... First of all, it's fictional.
Yeah.
Two, it makes sense. He's a little kid. Mm-hmm. Three, they're fucking eggs, bro. You eat everybody eats eggs every day.
Like, damn, bro. Like, the race is gonna become extinct. Why would you write him to be a murderer like that?
No, bro. Relax. There was still a lot of them left.
Yeah. Go figure.
Thank you.
But yeah, how they wrapped it up with the, you know, it was really. It was really cool how his master ended up becoming Luke Skywalker, the Padawan, the last Padawan of Yoda. And I fuck with it.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. He was, he actually seen Yoda before Yoda died.
True, because he was in the, before Order 66, right? He was in the Jedi.
He was.
What they call it?
Coruscant.
No. The whole
Order 66, where they executed the Order
66.
Yeah, Order 66. Yeah.
But it was.
I'm all about that Order 69. No.
But no, it was a particular name that is just not coming to me.
Was that funny?
No, it wasn't. Okay. Where they were? Referred to the place where he was at? It wasn't like the order or nothing. Like, what was it?
It was at the Jedi Temple. Yeah, on Coruscant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's where it was at. Yeah, no.
That's what I was looking
for. Yeah. And then at the end of it, you can see that Din Djarin, a.k.a. Mando, had an emotional attachment.
Bro, showed his face. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You're going to remember me, buddy.
Yeah. And the thing is, like... He thought, like, people were saying, like, he's basically gotten more used to not showing, because he's seen other Mandalorians, right? Like, Boba Fett didn't show.
Boba Fett is not a Mandalorian.
What do you mean?
Mandalorian.
He is a Mandalorian.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
They had an argument, like, you're not even a Mandalorian. He was like, okay, this suit belongs to my father, so I'm gonna wear this suit.
Yeah, yeah. He was a foundling.
Okay.
And he was, his father was a foundling too. And his father was trained. There's a whole history behind it.
Okay.
And, but he, in my opinion, Boba Fett is a Mandalorian.
I'm just saying he's,
you
not
know, Boba
us.
Fett can have a claim to Mandalore.
Like I did not know that.
Yeah,
I don't know the history. I'm just going by the last episode when they were arguing and he and
Bo-Katan.
She was like, "You're not even a Mandalorian."
Yeah.
So that's what I was going by. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know the history behind it. Of course, I will, you know, lean on you. You know more than me.
No, yeah. If I may say.
Go ahead.
Thank you. He was, what was I talking about? Well, I forgot.
I hate when that happened.
I know.
Boba Fett being a Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
And the history behind it.
Yeah, Boba Fett. I was going to move past that. I was going to say that Boba Fett is a Mandalorian, in my opinion. And I was going to say that he can actually lay claim to Mandalore himself if he wants.
Gotcha.
There's a whole history behind that. But I was also going to say that whoever holds the Darksaber.
Oh, yeah, as bro. The person. I want to talk about that, too. Yeah. It's so honorable, right?
Yeah, where you actually have to, the only way you can become the ruler of Mandalore is if you rightfully and honorably
defeat
the previous holder of that.
So that means Mando, he has a black saber, right?
Yeah.
What is it called, the black saber?
Or it's called the black saber, yeah.
So that means he can be the king now, or you think they're going to expand on that? I'm not sure.
So that's what they have to explore, right? It's a little iffy, but you actually have to earn it.
Got you.
So even though he yielded, and that's why where she's conflicted. She was like, I can't fight him. He's yielding. I don't want to kill him. I need him.
Get it. It's just them, like, you know. I think it'd be cool if he just gave it to her, bro.
I don't know, because as long as there's somebody out there that says, and that's why she wanted to kill Moff Gideon.
Oh, or that's why she said, bring him to me.
That's why she said, bring him to me.
Yeah.
But if he's alive and he will keep talking and he will make her illegitimate.
I get
it. The person that's to the right of her is loyal to her. Din Djarin, aka Mando, isn't gonna say shit, and the trooper who's part of the New Republic isn't gonna say anything. Right. The only person that is in that room that will actually make a big fuss about it is him.
It's him.
So, yeah. I think she's gonna kill him in cold blood. But the Republic wants information out of him, so they're gonna be stuck at an impasse.
So, that's. Until he die, she can't just take the sword unless she box Mando.
Yeah.
And you know Mando ain't taking no L.
No, yeah, yeah. The thing is, he will take an L. He's like, bro, take it. I don't care. Like, what am I going to do with this? I can't even wipe my ass with this.
Well, that's the thing. You have to defeat your opponent, or is it a fight to the death?
Because you have to.
He didn't kill.
You have to defeat your opponent. Rightfully, like it actually has to be a fight.
Like they have to give it their all, type.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's if Mando actually gives it his all, he's going to fight to the death.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, he'll just make it look like, okay, I'm gonna try to punch you, but you can just punch me on the ground. I'll take the L. I don't care.
Gotcha.
So, anyways, I think in terms of villains, Moff Gideon is up there because he's a cold blooded monster. That will do anything to gain power.
See, you like villains like that. I like the honorable villains. That.
What do you mean?
Because, bro, he told Mando, okay, go ahead, take the child. It's yours. And then you're gonna sneak him, you know, strike him in the back.
Yeah.
Not Thor, but our boy, snap his fingers. I don't know why I'm having a brain fart right now.
What, who do you mean snaps his fingers?
And Marvel, dude.
Is his power snapping fingers?
No.
Thanos.
Jeez.
You didn't know Thanos?
Bro, I said I had a brain fart. Y'all can.
Clearly, you had a brain fart.
Bro, you think he have to sneak somebody?
That was my Stephen A. Smith impression.
Oh, yeah, that was
garbage?
Yeah, that was just terrible.
What about my Denzel one?
No, we don't need that.
You heard it the other day, though, right?
We don't need that.
Well, was it good or was it bad? Was it
back good? To what I'm saying. Look.
Was it good?
Thanos do not need to sneak nobody, bro. That's why I fuck with him, bro. Because he like, bro, I'm going to do what I got to do.
He took Hulk hat on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He made Bruce Banner.
Yeah, I was about to say David Banner is a rapper. Yeah.
David Banner. I know people like, oh man, Judy.
My 9-inch millimeter. That was a song.
But he made Bruce Banner he made Bruce Banner take over for good because
Hulk. You keep on wanting to say David Banner, don't you? David Banner. Yeah.
But yeah, Hulk was like, fuck that. I'm about to stay in this motherfucking closet, Bruce.
Yeah.
We Gucci.
Yeah. He was he did not want any part of that. Throughout the rest of the first movie, yeah, Infinity Wars,
see Hawk anymore.
Yeah, he scared the shit out of him. He was like, "No, I'm not.
I ain't." Yeah.
Like, go ahead, Bruce. You can fuck with them. I'm not helping you. From what I've seen in that, I think that Moff Gideon is the underhanded like tactics. Like he'll try to like sneak you. He'll try to use some. You know,
yeah, like brainwash.
And he tries to play mind games too. He's like, by the way, like just the way he's talking, like you could tell, like he's a scumbag.
Exactly. Because you know that girl you love. Yeah, I hit that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And I know a homeboy that hit that too.
Yeah, like what fucking dick, bro. Yeah,
he that type. He wanted to know. You know what I'm saying?
And he's like, just he was like, by the way, if there's something that you think I don't know. I know it. Yeah. It's like, you don't, like, he's a downright, like, that's what makes him a good villain, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's willing to do what it takes in order to get that victory. Yeah. He doesn't, like.
I mean, I won't say he's a good villain, but I feel where you're coming from.
No, that's what makes him a villain. Okay, if you're going to be, some of these villains, I don't like because their villainry isn't, like, really up there. Like, it's like, okay. Like, bro, how, like, you know, like, if you're a villain, you need to be motivated by something really deep inside you that's, like, that you hate, right?
A villain.
Yeah, speaking. Or that you want. Like, I want, wait, what?
Oh, go ahead.
I was like, did this guy just call me a villain?
I'm a good guy.
I'm a good guy.
Bullshit.
I'm a fucking good guy, bro. I swear. I would do bad things for a greater purpose.
I feel you.
So, if I was, like, a hero, I'd be like the Punisher, because I punish that pussy.
Nope.
That's okay. All right. Well, that was good. I did the 69 joke earlier. You didn't fuck with it.
Nope.
All right. What are you gonna do?
You gonna get there, bro?
No, I thought I am there. You're not there.
What'd I tell you, bro? You're funny. You don't try to be.
Yeah.
Whenever you try to be funny, bro, it's just like I can't do it.
Yeah.
But you had me rolling, dude.
What did I say?
Just off the naturals, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
When you don't even try to be funny, that's when you just have me going.
Yeah.
I mean, pause.
Oh, yeah.
You have me going.
Yeah, you really. I'm not saying a low voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, LA game, oh, man. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, all right. I think this concludes our episode 3. Like, subscribe, comment on whatever platform you're on. And we'll see you next week.
Yep, we are. Oh, bro, we always got to close out now.
Yeah.
We wasn't supposed to be here.
We was not supposed to be here.
Imposter
Syndrome Podcast.
Yep, we out.
CC.